3.14.
What you doing over there, Ryan?
Just seeing how many digits of pi I can remember. 3.14567 89. No. 3.14 PXQTGZ. No. What comes next?
Don't give up, Rye. From the pyramids to outer space, there is one special number that we need. I'm Bethany Van Delft. It's Saturday, March 12th, and today we are celebrating Pi Day. This is the 10 News Gets Extra.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4,
3, 2, 1.
Pi Day is March 14th, aka 314, which are the first three digits of the number pi. Are you scratching your head? I'm calling in backup. Here's 10 News correspondent Sarah Nemias with the scoop on pi.
What is all the fuss about Pi Day? Are we supposed to eat pie? Something about math? Circles? What is going on? Well, actually, it's all of that. March 14th is famously known as Pi Day, and that's pi spelled P-I, not P-I-E as in the one we eat. If you're like me and need to visualize something to really understand it, then listen closely. Imagine you're drawing a circle, or a round pie, if you will. Go for it. You can draw it on paper or even just draw it in the air. Okay, now imagine you have a measuring tape and can measure the distance all around the edge of the circle. That's called the circumference. Now, pick up your invisible air pen again and imagine you're drawing a line from one side of your circle to the other side. That's called the diameter. It's the distance across the circle. When you divide the circumference, the distance around, by the diameter, the distance across, you get, drum roll please, the number 3.14, which is represented by the Greek letter pi. What's so cool about pi? It's the answer you'll get any time you divide a circle's circumference by its diameter. No matter the size of the circle, be it a plate, a coin, or a planet, the ratio is always going to equal 3.14 or pi. The pi symbol was first used in the 1700s and appears in many formulas in math and physics. Pi's value is 3.14, which is why Pi Day is celebrated on 314. But that number is an approximation. The real value of pi is, catch this, 3.14159265.... The three dots signify that the numbers go on forever. Literally forever.
Whoa.
This fact tickles a lot of people's fancy and has inspired math enthusiasts across the world to see just how many digits of pi they can recite. In 2015, a man in India set a world record when he correctly recited more than 70,000 digits of pi, and it took him about 17 hours to do so.
No way!
Pi Day was declared a national holiday in 2009. Celebrating it has taken on a life of its own. And adding to the fun is that 314 also happens to be Albert Einstein's birthday, which is fitting since Einstein is known to be one of the greatest physicists of all time. And yes, people love celebrating the day by eating pie, the P-I-E one. So go ahead and enjoy your favorite pie, and just don't forget to measure it first.
Thanks, Sarah. Ooh, my favorite pie? That is easy. Pecan pie. Yum. To celebrate Pi Day, we asked some 10ers to recite as many digits of pi as they can remember. And of course, what their favorite flavor of pie is and why.
Hi, I'm Rhea and I'm 12 years old. I've memorized about 9 digits of pi. I memorized 3.14159265. And my favorite pie is apple pie because my grandpa used to always buy it for me.
Hi, my name is Maddie. I'm from New Jersey. And this is how many numbers I remember from the number pi. 3.14159265355. My favorite pie is apple pie because I love apples so much.
Millie, 12 years old. 3.14159265358979323846. My favorite type of pie is peach blackberry pie because I enjoy summer fruits.
Okay, wait, Bethany, who are these geniuses and why can they remember more numbers of pi than me?
Those are some of the tenors, Rhea, Maddie, and Millie. Also, Maddie's only 7 years old, FYI.
What?
Maybe you should practice, Ryan. Unless you want to keep losing to them.
Maybe I will practice. And then maybe we can have them back next year for Pi Day and I'll show them who the master of the pie really is. Spoiler, it's me. Well, I will be the master of pie next year. 3.14.
Yes, I see. Okay, well, definitely keep practicing, Ryan. Good luck with that. There's so many cool things about the number pi. Tessa, do you have any tidbits about it?
I have one from space. Did you know NASA scientists use pi to figure out the habitable zone around distant stars? When scientists discover new planets, they want to know if these worlds could support carbon-based life, like us. These potentially habitable worlds orbit in the habitable zone of their stars, a location that's a safe distance from the star. If a planet is too close, water would turn to gas. And if it's too far, water would become ice.
Ooh, maybe the next habitable planet we find can support carbon-based life and pecan pie. Yum. You always have the best tidbits. Thanks, Tessa. Up next, it's time for...
What?
What?
What's the big idea?
Trivia on the 10. There's one famous structure from the ancient world whose builders used pi in its construction. Which famous building is it? Is it A, Taj Mahal, B, the Great Pyramid, or C, the Sphinx?
Did you guess it?
The answer is... B. The Great Pyramid's builders used pi to make the pyramid twice as tall as it is wide, and the whole thing is only about 10 centimeters off.
Wow!
How did they do that, you say? For a long time, historians weren't sure how the ancient Egyptians managed this, since pi wasn't discovered until about 2,000 years after the Great Pyramid was built. Now, scientists are pretty sure that the Egyptians designed the pyramid using a wheel.
That's incredible.
And since a wheel is a circle, pi is built in. Okay, all this pi talk is making me want to go bake something. But before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real? Or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. Hooray! The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages. Teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for our new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcast and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is in an aggressive pie-eating contest and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, Logan DeYoung, and Tessa Flannery. Sarah Namias contributed to this episode. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to The 10 News. I know I said my favorite pie was pecan, but I forgot all about key lime pie and banana cream pie and chocolate Bavarian pie, blueberry pie, pumpkin pie. Oh, sweet potato pie. I just love pie.